Back to the program. He has been with Blue Man Group since 2005, has performed in New York, Boston, Orlando, and all over the world as part of Blue Man Group's How to Be a Megastar World Tour. Currently performs full-time in Blue Man Group's Orlando production when not on tour, which he's on tour now, again coming to Proctor's Theater on Saturday and Sunday, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kirk back to the program. Kirk Massey, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. Give us a sense of what this is like of touring with this group in this particular show, because I believe you were with us when you came to Proctor's the last time.
I actually happened to be off during that time. The last time we came in, I was on the tour only part-time. I was only covering here and there during the first year, and then now I'm on full-time. So actually, this will be my first time coming your way, but I'm really, really looking forward to it, and obviously the show went really well when we were there, which is why we're bringing the show back there.
What is it, do you think, about the show that connects with an audience, no matter where you go, of whether it be New York, Boston, Orlando, or Schenectady?
Well, I think what's great is, well, one, I think the reason why we can take it anywhere is, the simple fact, like, the Blue Man Never Speaks, there's a lot of cultural barriers or, like, language barriers or any of that sort of thing that sort of, like, can keep people apart. We don't have that problem with because the Blue Man Never Speaks, and so we find other more, like, primal, tribal ways to communicate with each other. And also, the show just has a little bit of everything in it. It's one of those things that I find myself and I find a lot of people have a really hard time trying to describe the show. If you've seen the show and somebody asks you how it was or what it was about, you'll find yourself stumbling for words just because it's so much stuff. Like, it's literally everything from a theatrical show to a rock concert to, like, old-school vaudeville, comedy sort of aspects to art, science, and then at the very end of it, just like a crazy multimedia dance party breaks out, and all that's just sort of like rolled into one and then just kind of explodes, and it's awesome. And so no matter what walk of life you're from or what you're into, or you'll find like a little bit of something that for whatever reason it appeals to you or speaks for you, and it's because of that, it's become sort of this universal show that we can take anywhere.
You're absolutely right. It's a very hard show to describe to people. And I was talking on the radio yesterday about this and just said that, you know, you just have to take someone's word for it, that it's a really great time and it's and you're going to have a lot of fun. When you first came into the company, is there a point, a learning curve, if you will, of trying to get it, because there are so many aspects to it?
Oh, right. Well, in terms of just like being able to play the character into the show, there definitely is. When I first got hired, I trained for about 4 weeks before ever actually going on stage, of just all kinds of everything from like just actual like traditional, you get a role in a movie or a play, just learning the character and going over what the character is and doing the technical blocking of the show and then learning the actual skills, the different drumming parts, if you've never seen the show, at one point we'll throw and catch things in our mouth, like learning that sort of a skill. There's definitely a period of time that it's just like almost like the technical side of learning all that kind of stuff and diving into the character, and then once you get to a certain point that you actually know the blocking of the show and you have a good base for the character and have all the skills down, then it's actually just getting on stage and doing it, then just getting sort of thrown to the lion, so to speak, and getting up there and doing it, because a lot of our show has some improv element to it, and the whole show is about connecting with the audience, and so sort of like that final step to see if this person's going to get it, how this is going to work out, is you actually have to put them on stage with the audience that they're trying to connect to and see what happens. So I spent 4 weeks like training on the show, and then I spent about 3 months doing the show before I was officially signed off on as, okay, you're now a full-time Blue Man sort of a thing.
The timing is so important too. Between the three of you, that timing is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how it works out, because, the tour, we travel with a small number of guys, and so by now we all know each other extremely well, and sort of that thing, like knowing each other like the back of your hand, I have a sense of what they're going to do, and you always kind of feel like I know where they are, sort of a feeling. But I've also had that same experience with guys that I've met on the day I'm about to do a show with. It's something about the character, like once you kind of really get involved with it, no matter who else is on stage with you that night, they're also that ingrained in the character. It all works somehow. You find a way to communicate with each other, and you just sort of kind of know where each other's going. And also the times that you miss each other or don't quite, the timing gets off from one another, sometimes that's when the most comedy happens and more brilliance happens. Like, we're almost like scripted, two people on one page, one guy's on another page. And so when it really happens, that's when it really gets fun. And I think it gets really interesting to watch.
So you have the three blue guys on stage, and there's one to the left, one in the middle, and one on the right. And you mentioned the character. And each of those, although, as you mentioned, they don't speak and they don't have names, but is that a specific character? So if you're always the guy on the right, do you ever play the guy on the left or in the middle?
Right. Well, that yes, yes and yes. Yes, they are individual characters. Like it's sort of three is one. Like there's like you learn what Blue Man is and like what's in the rules of the Blue Man character, and so you learn that, and then you start to learn the specifics of the three different roles. Like each one sort of has his own personality, and a lot of it goes back to the original three guys. Like the three sort of like templates for like the personalities and like different character sketches for each three is very much still sort of like based back to the original three guys and their personalities. And so that's sort of what developed the character and why this character is a little bit more like anxious and why this one seems to be a little bit more daring and why this one seems to be a little bit of the leader but not quite knowing for sure what's going on, sort of that sort of thing. And then we're also putting like a lot of our own personality into those three different characters as well. And you do ultimately play all three. Like everybody that we have on tour plays all three of the roles, but like when you start with one and you play one for a while until you really start to get a grasp of that and getting to know the other two characters while on stage, and then you slowly then train into your next role and start playing both of those, and then ultimately you end up playing all three of them.
So no matter who you are, at some point you're going to be the guy who takes the marshmallows in your mouth.
Yeah, at some point. That might be your first role. For me, that was actually my last role that I got into.
And then that is quite a skill.
It is. It's like anything. Like it's just a ton of practice. I've spent hours just sitting there having somebody throw marshmallows at me.
Well, you know, who of us hasn't?
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, I played Chubby Bunny in all those games when you're a kid, so you have some training getting into it, and then learn how to do it with it flying through the air at you.
Chubby Bunny? I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a game that I remember playing when I was a little kid. You would put as many marshmallows as you could in your mouth and try to say the words Chubby Bunny.
Oh, that's great. That's very funny.
Like everybody starts with one and two and three and four. And so I think as kids, we've always been trying to see how much we can cram into our mouth and how many crazy acrobatic ways we can do it. And Blue Man's taken that to a whole other level.
You're out on tour, and then is home base Orlando for you then?
Yeah, when I'm not on the road, as of right now, currently, I perform in the Orlando show. That's the show I left to come to the tour, and that's the one I'll be going back to immediately after I get done personally touring.
What is that like to be in the same place every night and to have basically a tourist crowd coming?
Well, it's amazing. Like, you sort of get a mix. Like, there's seasons that's definitely a lot of tourist crowd, and then there's seasons that it's more of, like, the local, sort of like Southeast area, like more locals who are coming. But it's very similar to like the vibe of going to like the tour where we're going to different cities all the time. It's just the show can have a completely different feel just for the audience that happens to be there that night. And there doesn't seem to be a rhyme and reason. Like when I first got on the tour, I was thinking, well, obviously when we played the college towns, those shows are going to be the really crazy shows with a bunch of young kids. And we've been through a couple of college towns that is a much more older, reserved audience for whatever reason. And then we'll go somewhere like in New England where I stereotype, like, oh, okay, this might be a little bit more reserved, a little bit more intellectual, sort of taking an intellectual approach to the show. And some of those shows have been the craziest, wild, like, party shows. And so it's really fun to just sort of see the mix and to have, like, your own stereotypes blown out of the water a lot of places. It's fun. And I like the tour a lot because we get to meet people that I would never meet. But then again, doing the show in one place and having people come to you, you sort of get that same experience there. So it kind of seems to have a lot of similarities between the two.
Having this, seen the show in Las Vegas and Orlando and even at Proctor's, where it's such a large space, there is, and that is very cool, but there's really nothing like seeing it in New York and Boston, where it's such a small, intimate space.
Yeah, like, it's almost sort of become like two different shows in that aspect. Actually, when I started in New York, and then I moved to Boston. I lived in Boston for a couple of years into the show there. And yeah, it is. Those are smaller theaters. Like, New York's only a little over 300-seat theater. Boston's a little over 500 seats. And it is. It's a very intimate, close feel, like, almost like a more of like family, like the use of the word like family, so that family intimacy,
yeah,
sort of feel when those shows. But the bigger shows, the Orlando, the Vegas, and what we tour, we've kind of taken Blue Man and just blew it up as big as we could. And that's the challenge we have on these shows, is to still try to find that intimate connection with everybody that's in the audience. And that's something that we're challenged with every night, and something that we're trying to play is, how do we reach the person in the back row with 3,000-seat theater versus the person in the back row of a 300-seat theater?
Kirk Massey is part of Blue Man Group, which will be at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, tomorrow and on Sunday. You can find out more information about the complete schedule by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. Kirk Massey, a great pleasure to have you on the program, and best of luck with this tour and then getting back home. Very nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been all my pleasure.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Again, Kirk Massey, part of Blue Man Group, coming to Proctor's Theater tomorrow and Sunday, proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.